Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Hints episode. In today's video, I'm going to be telling you all about Love Hints AI Sync. Even though this is a reasonably short video, there is lots to show you. So sit back, relax, hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always. And as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you today all about Love Hints AI Sync. If you haven't heard of the Love Hints AI Sync yet, then you're missing out. What AI Sync does is that it takes adult content and plays it through its own browser, which is the VibeMate app. It uses AI filters that works out what's going on screen and converts it into vibrations or motions on your Love Hints toys. This isn't available on every website at the moment, but they are working on expanding their range. And you can also use it with live chat sites. So you might be wondering what's coming up in today's video. Well, I'm going to be showing you how to install it on your mobile phone and onto your PC. I'm also going to be showing you how to connect it to your Love Hints toy, where you'll also be able to see the Love Hints Solus Pro working with the AI technology. So I'm going to shut up now and let you watch how to install VibeMate onto your PC and your phone and how to use it.
Okay guys, the first thing you need to do is head over to the Love Hints website, which is linked in the description below. Once there, click on apps in the header and select VibeMate. You'll be then taken to the VibeMate website. Once there, you'll be able to download VibeMate for your device. For this part of the video, I will be downloading and using it on Windows. Give it a click and it will start downloading to your device. Once it has finished downloading, click on the downloads and install the app. This only takes a couple of seconds to do. You'll see the VibeMate banner load in the middle of your screen, and once it has finished loading, it will open up into the VibeMate app. Once you're on the VibeMate homepage, you'll need to click on the gear icon in the top right hand side of your screen. Now on the left hand side of the page, you can see in the settings menu, you've got Love Hints AI Sync. We're going to give that a click. In the top of the page, it tells you which version of Love Hints AI Sync you've got installed on your device. For most people, this will either say basic or pro. And I know mine says permanent, but that is because I'm one of the original AI testers. So I do get to get a little sneak peek of what's to come. Underneath this banner, it says bind your mobile or PC device. In here, you'll be able to send your account details to one of your devices. So if you've got Pro installed on your PC, you'll be able to move your Pro package onto your mobile. To do that, all you need to do is click on the Generate Bind Code button in the top right hand side of the screen. This will give you access to all the features and websites you can use with the Pro version. If you want to see which websites you've got access to with AI Sync, all you need to do is click on the button that says Your AI Sync Supported Sites. This will bring up a pop-up of all the sites you can visit and use it with. If you want to use any of these links with the AI Sync, all you need to do is select it from this list. Another way you can find content is by clicking on the Home button in the very top left-hand side of the screen. To connect to your Love Hints toy, all you need to do is click on the Love Hints toys icon in the top of the screen. This is located on the right hand side next to the pink heart. Once clicked, you'll be given two options to connect your toy. The first is using your inbuilt Bluetooth, and the second is using the Love Hints USB adapter. And this is the one I'm going to select because I don't have Bluetooth built in on my PC. Once selected, VibeMate will start looking for your toy. If I now turn on my Love Hints Solus, you'll notice that it'll appear in the VibeMate app. Once it has appeared, click on the grey toggle and it will connect the toy to the app. Then all you need to do is wait for it to load and click on the Done button. Now that your toy is connected, all you need to do is find a video to watch. I'm going to select one at random from the homepage, and I'm guessing you know which site it's from. Now when the video starts, you might notice nothing really happens. And the reason for that is the AI is not switched on yet. You can see whether the AI is switched on by the icon next to the Connect Toy button. We need to click on this and it will bring up another menu. You can see it's trying to use sound to make your toy react. Click on the drop down menu and you'll be able to select Love Hints AI Sync. This will then load the AI Sync panel. Give it a few seconds to load and it will start reacting to what's going on screen. And you can see it's doing that by the squiggly line running through the AI panel on your screen. Now all you need to do is sit back and enjoy. When there's more action on screen, the toy will react more. In the next part of the video, we're going to connect our Lovince toy to the VibeMate app on a mobile phone. To do that, the first thing you need to do is download the app. You can either find it in the Google Play Store, the iPhone Store, or you can download it from the VibeMate website. Also, remember to make sure that your Bluetooth is switched on and your Lovince toy is switched on. As you can see, I've already downloaded the app onto my mobile phone. So all I need to do is click on the app. Once it has loaded, it will take you directly to the VibeMate homepage. To connect your toy, all you need to do is click on the icon in the top right hand corner of the screen. This will bring up a list of all the toys that have been connected to your Lovince VibeMate app. If we scroll down to the bottom of the menu, you'll see that our Lovince Solace Pro has been found. To pair it, all we need to do is select it in the available toys section. You can have multiple toy connections. All you need to do is make sure the toy is switched on and make sure that you've selected it in that menu. Like before, now all I'm going to do is select a film at random. Once it has loaded, you'll notice a banner that appears at the bottom of the screen saying syncing with AI. If you click on this banner, it will open up the AI pattern panel. In here, you can turn the AI on or off, or you can control it manually. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired by a Lovince toy, then there is also a link in the description below.
So there you have it. That's how easy it is to use the Lovince AI Sync feature on the VibeMate app. Now, it is important to say that this is still in beta mode. It's not a finished product, but it's also not 100% accurate all the time. Like all AI platforms, they all need a chance to adapt and improve. And it does struggle with some scenes. When there are lots of people on the screen at the same time, it does struggle to pick which person to react to. And sometimes if people are sitting too far away from the camera, it has a bit of trouble picking up what's going on. But as I say, the more people that use the platform, the better it becomes in the long term. Now, if you want AI software that has been around a little bit longer and is compatible with more sites, then check out my Sync Mode video in the top right hand side of the screen. It's not compatible with the Lovince Solace Pro yet, but it will be shortly. And Sync Mode is compatible with other toy brands. For a full list of those, check out the link in the description below. The VibeMate app and the Lovince AI Sync is compatible with all Lovince toys. And this also includes the Lovince Solace Pro. If you want a review and how to use the Lovince Solace Pro, then stick around to the end of the video. Just for anyone who may be interested, I have started a Discord server. In there, you'll be able to see all the toys that I am reviewing and have already used. You'll also be able to chat to like-minded people. I have only just opened it. There's no one in there at the moment. So make sure to join and be one of the first. I have also created channels where people can go in and share their codes to control each other's toys. And I've not just limited the server to Lovince toys, I've opened it up to every toy brand. You can find a link for the server in the description below. And if you want to get your hands on any Lovince toy, then there is also a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovince's profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.